Hello, this is Paige Hattie with CBM Connect, and I am here today with Ron Kittle. Ron has over 20 years of experience in the maintenance and reliability fields, primarily focusing on condition monitoring products related to vibration analysis across many industries. Ron has extensive experience in wireless and online condition monitoring systems, and his most recent work includes some in the wind industry, steel and mining industries. And his career actually started in the U.S. Army, where he spent time as a combat vehicle mechanic. Ron is managing director for SPM Instrument Inc. USA currently, which is a global leader in condition monitoring that exclusively develops and markets all of the advanced technologies to measure, analyze, and present condition data from complex machinery. Hi, Ron. How are you doing today?
Hi, Paige. I'm doing well.
Good. All right. So we're going to dive right in. So in the last 5 years or so, SPM has been on the cutting edge of development in the vibration world. What would you say has changed that has transformed SPM from just another vendor to one that is actually pushing the developmental envelope with your HD technologies?
Well, if we take a step back a little bit in the vibration industry, since 1970, we've specialized in nothing but bearing condition monitoring. It's all that we've done. So it makes us unique. And vibration analysis, generally, it's very conservative. You know, you don't see much as far as leaps and bounds and anything new. The last significant patent was about 20 years ago. But so we've developed this high definition condition monitoring. That's what the HD part stands for, is high definition. And it's just a modern, a new way of monitoring bearing and gear conditions. You know, prior to this, you know, historically, gear and bearing damage, you could really only detect it in very late stages because the technology wasn't there. And it was in about June of 2015 when we introduced our HD ENV, which is the enveloping. The nice thing about HD enveloping is it doesn't take a proprietary transducer. We're doing this technology with a standard off-the-shelf 100 millivolt per G vibration transducer. And what we've got is it's a never-seen-before approach. It allows us to understand and detect bearing gear damage in really early stages. And it's really just a combination of our low noise hardware. We have some patent algorithms in there, a lot of digital signal processing, and it allows us to extract quality bearing and gear information even in noisy, complex environments, and we're doing it with exceptional clarity.
So then what's different or unique about HD technologies?
There's actually several patented algorithms that make up the HD technologies. The first area is our digital filters. We removed all the noisy analog components out of the hardware, and then we've applied what we call HD order tracking, where we're really looking at the speed of the machine in real time with the sampling rate, and we're adjusting it live to prevent skewing and get really clear straight lines. And then we have our symptom enhancer. It's an algorithm that looks for things that are repetitive. And those are the things that we're looking for, bearing, gear, information. And then we have a scalar value called real peak. And that's a representation of the severity of the data that we're seeing. And then probably the most important thing, or the greatest strength of HD technologies, is the ability to measure low RPM, you know, less than 10 RPM. And of course, we can measure high RPM as well.
Okay, great. So then how will HD technologies benefit your customers?
I think the biggest thing for the customer is increased pre-warning time. You know, when you've seen bearing information show up in a spectrum, usually meant you were probably close to stage four. And with the HD technologies, we're able to move that all the way to stage one and two. We're seeing the start of bearing damage or gear damage. And the data is so clear that it actually lets you see that bearing and gear condition, especially when we do an orbital plot or something like that, even on the complex machines. And for the customer, you know, especially if they have low RPM equipment, a lot of them wasn't even monitoring that equipment because they didn't have the technology to do so. So our customers are getting control over assets that they previously may not have known the condition of. And then once they have this data, again, that's very simplified with symptom-based faults, you know, we can tell them that it's gear damage, it's bearing damage. And once they have a handle on it, they can actually set alarms against the faults. So they're going to get better alarming, better live status of the equipment.
Great. I mean, those are some awesome benefits. So then what are some of the applications and industries out there that stand to benefit the most from your HD technologies?
The HD technologies can be applied to most any application, but the ones that stand to benefit the most are the challenging applications. Machines that require synchronous measurements on all channels at the same time, processes that are time critical, you know, for example, something has a short cycle time and we have to measure fast, as I mentioned, the low speed. And then complex machines, you know, multi-stage gearboxes, planetary gearboxes. And then with the HD order tracking, we're able to handle up to 50% fluctuations in RPM. So it's suited well for machines that are very dynamic in operation. And in the applications, well, you know, I'll mention some that we actually have experience in. Rolling mills, paper mills, several gearboxes. We're starting a project with overhead cranes, in the paper industry, agitators, digesters. We're doing some screen and crusher applications. We've got the HD technology deployed in wind energy and some wind turbines, offshore with some draw works, mud pumps. And of course, the simple stuff, you know, pumps and fans and compressors. But it spreads over many industries, steel, paper, automotive. We do a lot of wood products. Down to just facility maintenance for air handling units, mixers in the rubber industry, and then I mentioned, I think, offshore and wind as well.
Okay, so then, although there are still plenty of applications best suited to a walk-around program, wireless sensors, cloud data storage are all becoming increasingly feasible, both cost-wise and technology-wise. How is SPM responding to this trend?
Our management team meets frequently, and when we do, we discuss what's going on in the industry, the trends, but mostly what our customer needs are. And then we like to find gaps and then develop from there. And I'll give some examples of what we've done and where we're headed. You know, the first thing, you know, going back to June of 2015 when the HD came out, is there was a gap for low RPM equipment. So we developed HD technologies. And then we realized that there were a lot of machines, again, they were complex, short duty cycle times. So our solution to that was our online parallel system that measures 16 channels simultaneously. Our customers told us they wanted us to be able to measure vibration and shock with one transducer. So we developed the Duotech. And some teasers of things that are coming. We've implemented temperature into our standard vibration transducers that can be retrofitted with any other, still using just the two wires to get back to the data acquisition module. That's probably one of our newest items. It's tough to get into the markets that some people consider it to be high entry cost to do vibration analysis. So we came out with some of our Leonova packages. So we priced a lot of our handheld instruments at an entry level pricing so we could get and reach more customers. And we've done a lot with making sure that I'm thinking probably 80% of our product line is also EX rated for intrinsically safe environments. And then we've worked hard on our software. We consider it best-in-class software, our ConMaster Ruby. Recently, there'll be a new release coming soon, and we're working on some things with cost justification, asset and performance management, and we've optimized some reporting features in there as well. And then I might add that all these new things that I'm mentioning, we're very cautious not to make anything obsolete. So For example, we have one of our first analyzer instruments was the T2001, and that instrument was introduced in 1990, and it still communicates and works perfectly fine with our 2018 software.
Then I want to switch gears a little bit, Ron, and talk about Industry 4.0 and smart factories. So both are really big buzzwords right now. And so what do those mean to the world of increasing asset performance, and what impact do you see on the vibration analyst?
Quite a lot. We've looked at that significantly in our management meetings, and we've even have developed products around Industry 4.0 already. Yeah, the Incent is Industry 4.0 ready, so to speak. But what I see in the industry is significant increases on asset performance, quality, and especially reliability. You know, being all these machines being connected for more pragmatic approach, we're going to get more information, we're going to be able to make better decisions, and probably the biggest thing is be able to see better coordination between production and maintenance, you know, because the systems are going to talk to each other. And our goal in this whole Industry 4.0 picture as a equipment vendor is that we provide high quality data, whether that data is optimized with our HD technology algorithms or we're just handing raw data to a higher level system. And I don't know that we're ever going to get rid of a vibration analyst. It's surely not going to be replaced with Industry 4.0. There's always going to be a need. You know, vibration analysts, they're uniquely skilled. And these machines are always going to need a human touch to look, smell, feel the machine, and do that advanced analysis that, you know, is many, many years away from being automated. And of course, not every piece of equipment in a plant is going to be connected, at least not initially. So there's always going to be a need for an analyst to do typical route-based vibration analysis. And then, of course, somebody's going to have to maintain the system, whether it's automated or not. You're still going to need somebody to data entry and management.
So what other impactful developments do you see coming in the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, I wish I had a crystal ball, but I don't. But, I see some of the biggest gains are probably going to be in sensor technology. I know MEMS are getting better. We're getting to higher FMAXs with MEMS. Of course, wireless is taking off, and I expect that to get, you know, even more cost efficient. You know, then there's always things like energy harvesting, and then everybody wants to make sensors smaller. And, you know, while I'm talking about wireless, I expect to see some changes in the protocol. You know, right now there's current limitations. You know, you have a wireless signal, it's a single line of communication, and you can't sync one wireless signal with the other. There's just lag time in the technology. And I'd like to see some other protocol to where you can sync sensors so that they're measuring at exactly the same time. For example, you could measure RPM with the vibration analysis acquisition. You could do order tracking. Right now, that's nearly impossible to do with a wireless sensor. And there's even some things that you'll see coming out. I think, you know, back to your previous question, with Industry 4.0 is we're going to have to change the way our hardware operates and our software, implementing REST API so that all these different systems that are proprietary can talk together, you know, in this Industry 4.0 environment. So there'll be some protocol changes even with software language.
So then it's been a little bit less than a year since you assumed the role of managing director for SPM's U.S. operations. What are you doing differently in your direction of the company here in the U.S.?
Oof, we've had quite a few changes. I came on board officially last August, and we've worked very hard. We set some high goals, but my main focus, you know, coming into this role is growth and focusing on our customers and providing them solutions, not just products. And I've looked at the way we go to market a little bit differently than we have in the past. I'm taking a organic, inorganic approach, meaning, you know, organically, I'm hiring more direct employees within our own company. For inorganic growth, we've recently brought on four manufacturers reps, which we call SPM solution partners. So it allows us to get out in front of the customer more and provide those solutions and get in front of people's faces. My advertising took a different approach. We were doing all print media, and now we've backed off on that, and we're doing mostly digital, and it's gotten us some better analytics. We brought in a third party to help us with that, and it's done really well. We're learning a lot about our customers. They did a customer focus. It was a blind survey where they asked our customers what they liked, what they didn't like, how they perceived SPM as a company, and we got excellent feedback. And the most unanimous thing that we heard from our customers is they liked our support. You know, when they called, they got answers. We didn't ask for a fee. We didn't ask how long they've had it. We just solved the problem. And I think you guys know through CBM Connect is SPM's been working very hard on our brand image. You know, we don't want to be just another equipment provider or vendor. You know, we want to be seen as industry experts because we are. We have a lot of talent. So you'll be seeing some case studies, other knowledge content. We want to give back to the vibration community with everything we've learned. Right. And then again, my focus on our quality and our support. That's priority for the team here.
Perfect. Well, it sounds like there's a lot of just exciting things to come, and we're happy to have you and SPM involved in CBM Connect, and hopefully you and I can connect and sit down again and continue this conversation to maybe catch up in a few months and see what else is new and going on.
That'd be great. I look forward to it.
Awesome. Thanks, Ron.
Okay. Thanks, Paige.